Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your boy Jake Carter here, and let me tell you, this week's topic hits close to home. We're talking about building resilience in adversity. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when things just seem to pile up, one after another, and you're left wondering how on earth you're going to keep your head above water. Well, guess what? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Because let's be real, life isn't a smooth ride. There are bumps, detours, potholes, sometimes even full-blown roadblocks. But here's the thing, how we respond to those challenges, that's where resilience comes in. It's about bouncing back, learning from the setbacks, and coming out stronger on the other side. And trust me, you don't have to be a superhero or some Zen master to do it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own resilience fortress. First up, embrace the suck. Yep, I said it. Sometimes you just gotta acknowledge that things stink, and that's okay. Bottling up those negative emotions only makes them fester. Acknowledge the challenge, feel the frustration, but don't let it define you. Think of it like a bad workout. Yeah, it might be tough in the moment, but you come out feeling stronger and more capable. Second, reframe your perspective. Ever notice how sometimes the same situation can feel completely different depending on how you look at it? A setback can be seen as a learning opportunity. A failure can be a stepping stone to success. Try looking for the silver lining, even in the darkest clouds. You might be surprised by what you find. Third, build a support system. We're not meant to go through life alone, folks. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who celebrate your victories, and who offer a shoulder to cry on when things get tough. A good friend, a loving family member, even a quirky neighbor, these connections can make all the difference. Fourth, take care of yourself. This one's non-negotiable. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you're feeling physically and mentally strong, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't expect it to run on empty all day long, would you? And finally, practice gratitude. It might sound cliche, but seriously, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments can add up to a whole lot of happiness. Now, let me tell you a story about this resilience thing. Remember that time I tried to learn how to skateboard? I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't exactly graceful. Picture this, yours truly, helmet slightly askew, wobbling precariously on 4 wheels, trying desperately not to eat pavement. It was a disaster waiting to happen, and it definitely did happen. I wiped out more times than I can count, scraped my knees, bruised my ego, the whole 9 yards. But you know what? I kept getting back up. Each time I fell, I dusted myself off, reevaluated my technique, or lack thereof, and gave it another shot. And eventually, after weeks of practice and a few more bruises than necessary, guess what? I landed that first ollie. That moment, feeling the wind in my hair as I cruised along, was pure exhilaration. It wasn't just about skateboarding. It was about proving to myself that even when things get tough, I can push through, learn from my mistakes, and ultimately achieve what I set out to do. So remember folks, life is a journey with its share of bumps and detours. But you have the power to choose how you react, how you bounce back. Build your resilience fortress brick by brick. Embrace the suck, reframe your perspective, lean on your support system, take care of yourself, and practice gratitude. You've got this. Now go out there and make me proud. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us. What are some ways you build resilience in adversity? Let us know in the comments below or hit us up on social media. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and stay tuned for more episodes of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. You won't want to miss what we have coming up next.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.